Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you again from Power in Unity Ministries. Praise the holy name of Jesus. The Lord wants you to know that in Him you are safe and secure. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I just want to read one scripture from Matthew, the 11th chapter. Come unto me, all you who are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly and of heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. I know for a fact, because I've been there, done that, still go through it at different times, that we allow our emotions to get involved. But listen to what this word says this morning. First of all, we learn who He is. And when we learn who He is, it's so much easier to walk in this Christian life. We understand the power of the Christ that lives in us, my Lord and my God. When the enemy plays with my emotions and feelings try to leave me broken, with his lies, my victory he tries to steal, always trying to hide the word that is real. And we know who the word is, my Lord and my God. Can I read those one more time? When the enemy plays with my emotions, come on, you got to know that you've been there. And my feelings try to leave me broken. When the lies of the enemy, my victory try to steal, he's always trying to hide the word that is real. Hallelujah. But I know I do not live on feelings. And with the devil, I have no dealings. Through faith, I have received God's redemptive plan. I am now a child of the great I am. Knowing who it is that you serve brings you out of the deepest valley. Hala Moshiach, the highest, hottest fire. Or the deepest I done said valley, haven't I? Praise God. It can bring you forth out of anything when you know who you are in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. When you stop and you begin to think about what you just said and what you heard and what you know from the holy book, it's enough to make you start dancing and singing hallelujah to the Lamb. I just want to read that again. But I know I do not live on feelings, and I with the devil have no dealings. Through faith, I have received God's redemptive plan. I am now a child of the great I am. All my past is left behind. Didn't he say that? Now for Jesus I shine. My goal and my aim is to lift his holy name. You see what he's doing here. He is reminding you of what he has done, how the devil tries to get you back and twist things to bring you back by your feelings and your emotions. But what do we live by today? It is not our feelings. It is by faith that we serve God, believing in the Son of God and what he did for us. Wow. Here again, I want all to see Jesus gives us true liberty. Through the word, all bondages are broken and his love in me is woven. Ooh, hallelujah. Through his blood, I am free at last of all the sin and chastity and shame of my past. When the devil has come in evidently like a flood, and he's tried to use the emotions and your feelings to get you back under bondage, this is how you pray. This is what you say. Lord, may I always be aware of the devil's conniving snare. May my focus always be on thee, the one who set me free. Now, I know this is taking up a little bit of time, but I'm going to say this again, because this is what you do when the enemy comes in like a flood and he tries to use your emotions and your feelings. You snap back at him with what you know and who lives in you and what you've learned through the Holy Spirit and the spoken word. When the enemy plays with my emotions and I feel my feelings try to leave me broken. With his lies, he's bit my victory. He tries to steal, always trying to hide the word that is real. I know I do not live on my feelings, and I have with the devil no dealings. Through faith, I have received God's redemptive plan. I am now a child of the great I am. You just speak it right back into his face. All my past is left behind. Now for Christ I do shine. My goal and my aim is to lift his holy name. I want all to see Jesus is the true liberty. Through the word, all bondages are broken and his love in me is woven. Through his blood, I am free at last from all my sin and shame of the past. Now filled with the Holy Ghost, free to speak of Christ, in him I now boast. Lord, may I always be aware of the devil's conniving snare. May my focus always be on thee, the one who set me free. That's what you pray back into his face when he comes after you. He has no place, no dominion, no authority, and he is trespassing on private property. Hallelujah. Now hear what God has to say. Time and space are in my hand. The earth spins on my command. I created the stars, put them in place. With my breath, created the human race. With a word, I pushed the waters back, made dry land. From that, I created man. Ooh, hallelujah. Every beast of the field I designed. Every flower, variety I refined. Stop stressing and start resting, for you are forgetting in me there is no guessing. Hallelujah. He says it like it is. I am who I am. There is none like me. Ooh, hallelujah. I position each one carefully, those who serve me faithfully. Every soul I put perfectly in place, as together they all finish the race. People, what this one has been called to do over here is not your calling. What this one has done over here is not what you do. It is you are placed strategically in that position where you can do the kingdom the best work and shine for Christ. In your position, what you are called to do with the gifts and the talents God has given to you, my Lord and my God. Then he says, patience is a virtue, my friend. Time continues and it has no end. There is still much work to do before the come for you to be done, for work to be done before the coming of my son. So many living in fear and distress, they have not tasted of my redeeming rest, my Lord and my God. So much chaos and despair, they do not see how much I care. When my blood touched the earth, it reversed the curse. I now have the keys of death and hell. In me, all is well. Ooh, hallelujah. And then he gives us a revelation, and we should already know it, and we need to listen to what he's saying. My church is still stressing when they should be resting, believing the deceptions that they see when their faith and trust should be in me. A little chastisement here, and we deserve it. We deserve it this morning. We should not be stressing. We should not be believing what we see with the natural eye, though it's real in the flesh. We know the outcome because we live in the spirit. Our DNA was changed. We're no longer part of this world, but we're part of Christ's world. Hallelujah. But I am still revealing the tares, come on, that have crept in unawares. My church is alive and it is about to rise. The reason that we are stressing in the body of Christ, believing the deception, because he has placed his enemy right in the church. We have to recognize this and we have to throw it out in the name of Jesus. Refuse it. When we feel that lie, when you feel something is being said by someone, whether it's the pastor, whether it's the teacher, whether it's a student, whether it's your best friend, there's something in your spirit that will grip you and say, no, this is not right. Go study for yourself and do not allow it to be in the church. Otherwise, the church could have Ichabod written on it. I have experienced this. Listen to what he's saying. But I am still revealing the tares that crept in unawares. My church is alive and it is about to rise. With this next turn, the Holy Ghost blazing, this army I am raising does not fear because they have on their father's gear. There again, they know who they are in Christ. They know who their father is and they will not let the enemy destroy what they have learned and that liberty that he has given to them. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, they trample out all the devil's host as they declare Christ is the most. Woo! Hallelujah! They see, they are aware, they take note when it's not right, and they go to the Holy Book. And they find out the truth, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. This world I am about to shake and everything that does not break. My spirit in them I will awake and of my wealth they will partake. People, this doesn't just mean silver and gold. This means wisdom and knowledge that will unfold. Hallelujah. Gifts and blessings will fall like rain as more of my glory my church will gain. As I touch earth with heaven's best, all will have a time of rest. For I have heard your cry, endless love I will supply. Exchanging gladness for sorrow, pain for the brightness of tomorrow. Joy and laughter will fill your heart as on this new journey you embark. This will be a time of peace as trouble and sorrow for a season will cease. I formed this land. On my word you can stand. I am God. I have spoken. The chains of Satan will be broken. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Oh, you have got to go back and read this again. It is so powerful this morning. Everyone will soon know the power of my love. As like rain, I am sending a flood. The earth will change as evil I drain. I will ignite the sparks again in every heart that will burst into flames as they call on my name. Whoo, hallelujah. Flames of fire will be set on each one as they come and worship my son. Evil plans will depart as I mend the broken heart. Ooh, hallelujah. As my love consumes, guess what? Evil, sin must leave the room. As my love consumes, evil, sin must leave the room. But always be aware the devil is out there. There comes the warning. Planning his next attack on how to take this earth back. But I am is love, you see, and nothing gets past me. I created it all, and Satan will fall. Glory. Oh, I wish I had time to go back and just read this again. I know I will. Hallelujah. Love is the key to true victory. Stay focused on me, and all of this you will see. Let us pray. You have heard our hearts, O Father. We do not live on emotions or our feelings, but in faith in your only Son, who died to set us free. We worship you with our hearts, and we glorify and bow before you in adoration for who you are. You created the moon, the stars, the sun. You put them all in place, and you named them one by one. Then you breathed into the dust in an image of man made, and made him a living soul. Is there anything too hard for you? Help us to learn to put our trust and faith in you, for your word cannot lie. May we stretch out our faith and truly believe you are master over all. Excuse me. When the devil comes knocking, may we send you to the door. So he will not bother us anymore. May we understand what we see with the natural eye is not what the Christian realize. Our DNA has been changed on the day that we accepted Jesus' blood and he washed our sins away. We now live by faith, not by sight, striving to do what's right. May we understand the power and the authority you gave to us and push back the enemy by your powerful name. We say no more will you plague us. May we lift you high, O Lord, for all to see you are love, you are joy, you are peace. We praise you now forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you this morning. My advice to you, you know, as I read, I just am overwhelmed by what he says and how simple and how plain and how when you get that word inside of you and you speak it back to the enemy, how he crawls away. He has to leave. Sin must leave when I enter the door, he said. Praise his holy name. I advise you to read it again. It will bless your heart and strengthen you in your faith. Know how much I love you this morning, but God and Jesus love you so much more.